Been hearing across the programme about the beginning of Israel's ground invasion of Lebanon overnight. The Lebanese caretaker Prime Minister Hajib Mekati has said this morning that Lebanon is facing one of the most dangerous stages in its history. Irish citizens there who cannot leave are asked to register with the Embassy of Ireland in Cairo in Egypt. The Department of Foreign Affairs last night said it is working closely with EU, UK and other partners to exchange information and coordinate a consular response. Among those caught up in the war is the Zabad family from Kilkenny, who travelled to Lebanon a month ago. Munir Zabad, who is there with two of his children and his wife Gada, spoke last night to our reporter Kieran Dineen.
My flight was last week, Friday, and the flight was discounted, was stopped, and we applied back. I should be travel Friday, and this morning I received a text message from the company, from the Turkish flight, that there's no flight on Friday. So there was another flight, which is a Middle East flight to Turkish, but they are asking for a big amount for a person, around $1,500 for a person. If you need to get flight, you need cash. If you don't have cash, you don't have flight. So now I don't have any other private flight or private yacht. I don't have the cash to pay. People are telling me, go to Syria. How can I go? Which car? Which money? There's many people over those taxi drivers. They hold guns on their hand. They will take all your jewelry and take all your money. I'm not going to risk my children to go to Syria.
What is life like in Lebanon right now?
Life is disaster, to be honest. You can't sleep. Like yesterday, I was in the city. We went, me and my children, to buy some sandwiches, shawarma, whatever, falafel. And I hear the bomb. I'm just like 10 minutes from where the bomb blast in Kola, the town named Kola, whatever. Then we just left everything in the restaurant. We didn't even finish our food. We came back where we are on the mountainside. And we're sleeping on the mattresses, all mattresses.
Munir, what is your message for the Irish government?
If they cannot afford to take all of us, take my wife and my two kids. I can eat rotten chicken. I can eat rotten bread. But my wife, she's disability. My wife, she's sick. My wife, she have a lot of surgery in her body. My daughter, she's finished her college graduation. She's still young. She need to get a good life. My young boy, 11 years, has left his school for 2 weeks. They give me permission to take him for 2 weeks. Now it's almost a month we're going out of school. He need to go back to school. He need to make his life. Why I have to make my children suffer? Why the government have to make those kids suffer in the war zone? They don't deserve it. We didn't come here to fight. We didn't come here to live in the war zone. We came here to do one or two things, and that's how I came here. We decided to go back in 2 weeks' time, and now we're stuck. Why the Irish government will not do like what other governments are doing, the British government, the German government. I have my friends, my cousins are from Germany. They went. They're gone. They're just gone. I have my cousin from America. She's gone. They're not doing anything. They just promise me. Nobody's coming. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know how can I depend on this government or this Irish government if we are the Irish citizen. No matter if I'm Lebanese or I'm Spanish or I'm Italy. I'm living in Ireland. My children are born in Ireland. They live in Ireland. Okay, they're Irish citizens. What are they going to do for me? What are they going to do for my children? So what I'm going to do? Hide from hole to hole like a rat, me and my children, until a bomb come or cartridge or wrong bullet come and kill one of my kids. I saw many bodies in the ground since last week, Monday. My children saw dead body, burning body. We saw some bad things.
It was Munir Zabad talking last night to our reporter, Kieran Dineen. We'll be talking about the budget again next.